This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the U.S. get struck by a major hurricane? Meanwhile, an Oregon Safeway worker tries to disarm a shooter who killed a few people. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope your week started off in a very, very good way. It didn't start off so great for some people who were simply shopping. Here's what happened. A Safeway worker in Bend, Oregon, attacked a gunman who was actually shooting up the store and may have saved some more lives before the killer fatally shot him. And it could have been a lot worse. And that's what people were saying. The 66-year-old employee, who was known as Donald Surrett Jr. from Bend, was being called a hero almost immediately by police and people who saw what happened. Surrett and a customer, 84-year-old Glenn Edward, hear their ages, also killed Sunday evening. Two others were injured. What happened was a struggle is what happened. So police identified the Oregon gunman as 20-year-old Ethan Blair Miller. He died by suicide in the shooting, took his own life after what was had happened inside. He shot inside a Central Oregon grocery store. Don't know why the motive, any of that. It was just 100-plus miles southeast of Portland. Again, killing those two people, the customer and the employee, and injuring two others. Oof. And it's bleak in some other areas, too. In Phoenix, a man with a semi-automatic rifle killed two people, injured five others, including two cops in what investigators believe to be just a random attack. That happened over the weekend, on Sunday night. And this was in an area in North Phoenix. That shooter, 24-year-old Isaiah Williams, they got reports, the police did, about shots that were being fired near businesses. That happened at 8:30 in the evening. One cop was shot in the shoulder and taken away from that area for medical treatment. He's hospitalized in stable condition. That's the latest. We have another officer hit by shrapnel in his face and some other places as well. At the time of that shooting, what happened was the cop got out of his car and returned fire toward the shooter. So nearby businesses, because there were businesses where people were milling about, were evacuated by police and people were taken to safety. What's interesting here is they had pretty decent surveillance video, and it showed Williams, who I mentioned, walking through a parking lot and falling to the ground. He was discovered with a single gunshot wound to the head, consistent with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to what the Phoenix police have released about that. He was wearing a ballistic vest with steel plates in the front and back. He had a ballistic helmet, gas mask, knee pads, was armed with a semi-automatic rifle with a number of other devices and multiple mags for that rifle. So the feeling was, what could have happened here? How much worse could it have been? How awful is that for people just randomly in that area? I think what so many people are buzzing about in certain parts of the country, particularly in the southeast, the Gulf Coast region, and maybe a little bit in the northeast too, but they're talking about the fact that a named storm could be happening by Labor Day. So what does that mean? Well, what are the chances it's going to be some kind of a hurricane? The National Hurricane Center is watching four big areas right now. I was actually on a boat and somebody started talking about this. I'm like, wait a second, I check the weather every second. I didn't see anything happening out there in the Gulf. But there is. Two have a shot of effect in the U.S. on Labor Day weekend. Right now, we don't know. The main area that's of concern is well out in the Atlantic, but it might have that best chance of being the next storm, which would be Danielle, because, you know, they always release a list of the storm, and that's what would be up next. It just depends on what happens in the next couple of days. Tropical depression forms later this week. Then you look at the disturbance, the direction it's going in. Could it shift more a little northwest? The Hurricane Center gives it about a 50% chance of becoming a tropical system within the next 48 hours. 80% chance of formation. That's pretty big. Within the next 5 days. And, you know, we have these different forecast models, naturally. And they show that the storm would stay north of the Leeward Islands, so it would make kind of a curve to the northeast and stay out to sea, maybe hitting Bermuda. But it would create a rip tide risk for part of the East Coast anyway, depending on how strong that storm gets. And I tell you all this because I know people make big plans for Labor Day weekends, and they go to some of these places where you could be affected by what's happening with these weather systems, especially the gusty winds, the rip currents at the beaches, even if the storm stays well offshore. But at this point, it's just being watched. It's just being monitored. So it depends. 20%, there's another one, 20% chance of developing the next 5 days. Something to keep an eye on is they're talking about what the conditions are going to be like for this other system that's over the northwest Caribbean Sea toward the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. You know, because I'm looking at these maps, it's crazy to see what could possibly happen here. It even one, you could get a ton of moisture into the state of Texas. If you look at some of the patterns of where these storms are happening, where they're located, and even more flooding is possible for Texas because it could get more rain later this week. So that means the possibility of getting soaked, even though the bullseye is probably a little bit farther south, but possibly lots of rain. The flooding threat for people listening, oh, my friends in Houston, Galveston, Beaumont, they got about a 50% chance of seeing rain. So we're still in that holding pattern. It's just good to know what could potentially happen in looking at models. You can see some of these kind of developing out there, and that's how it all starts. It's offshore, we're looking at moisture, you're looking at air, and is it going to curl back in, and then how big does it become? I think I've said this before, but I'm going to call them people in the know, the wise owl who has the local knowledge. I've run into a few of those wise owls who say it's just been too quiet so far. That would we really get out of August and not have any major storm, named storm? Would that really happen? Because it hasn't happened, my friends, for a very long time. In fact, since 1960. Wow, 1960. All right, there's supposed to be a launch of a very, very expensive rocket. Where was it headed, and what's the issue? We're talking about it next.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Early in the morning, I was hoping I would look into the sky and I would see the launch, because in parts of Florida, you can see a launch when there is a big one, especially the launch of NASA's historic Artemis. It's a moon mission that has cost lots of money, and it's been postponed after they were unable to work through an issue with one of the rocket's four engines. So they don't know what the options are. They're talking about looking at this data and the information, and that they're not ready to give up, and they feel like maybe they're going to be able to put the rocket in play, launch it on Friday, if they can resolve the issue while it sits on the pad within the next 48 to 72 hours. So the next window would be September 2nd, and it would be right before 1 o'clock Eastern. It could happen anytime, because they always have a big window, anytime before 1 o'clock Eastern to 3 o'clock Eastern. And then if not, then it gets pushed to the 5th, and they have other dates. And the thing is, what they're saying is they were trying to evaluate why a bleed test is what they call it to get the RS-25 engines on the bottom of the core stage to the proper temperature, which is so important for liftoff because it has to have that right range. It wasn't successful. So they ran out of time in the two-hour launch window that they had on Monday. And they said they knew they were kind of at a risk because they couldn't include it in the last rehearsal test. If that all sounds like gobbledygook, you just know that it has to be the right temperature. It cryonically is a cool temperature when it starts, and it's shocked with all the cold fuel that goes through it, so they have to look at it and make sure that it works. They have to look at that fix before they roll the rocket into the air. So they have to make sure. Otherwise, then the things that could possibly happen to it would be things we wouldn't want to happen to it when it's cycled through. So it's interesting because, they had the vice president who was there. She was there to see if it was going to be the Artemis program was going to start, but it was postponed, and we'll see. It's all about going to the moon, and people question the whole moon thing, and what is that? What does that mean? And listen, things get scrubbed all the time. They don't want to launch anything until it's right. It's incredibly complicated, so they have more things that they have to do to make sure that temperature is right. And if it crops up, it crops up. And like I said, there was lots and lots of money that was poured into this, and when it launches, it's going to be 42 days. It's going to last 42 days. It's going to travel to the moon. It's going to loop around it and return to Earth. So check this out. It's going to travel a total of 1.3 million miles. When it returns to Earth, the capsule will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. Now, there isn't a danger of the passengers. The passenger list doesn't have any humans. It has three mannequins and a Snoopy toy that's going to ride in what they're calling Orion so they can test it. So that might sound a little weird. Snoopy is kind of this what they call zero gravity indicator. So he's going to float inside the capsule once it reaches the space environments. The mannequins are measuring deep space radiation to see if future crews could experience that and test a new suit and some shielding. So that they, of course, are not going to put humans in that. So there's going to be cameras inside and outside of Orion. And what's cool for any of us, and why I bring this up too, is because it's going to share images and video throughout that whole mission. Excuse me, including live views so that you can watch and see what happens with the mannequins, etc. And you can actually, it's going to have an Amazon Alexa-enabled device where people will be able to ask about its mission every day. I mean, how they disseminate whose question gets in, I have no idea, but somebody's questions will get in. So it's wild. They have got also 10 small satellites that are going to detach and go separate ways to collect info on the moon and whatever that is there in deep space. So once it's up there, that'll happen right away. And it kicks off some wild space exploration that I think will really pull back some interesting information. And they have to do this before they carry astronauts to the moon on what they're calling Artemis 2 and Artemis 3. But they're right behind. I mean, look, they're the first one with humans is slated for 2024, and then the next one, 2025. So this is seriously significant for all those reasons that I just said. And I'd be curious to watch what happens, some of that live video, and the significance of that. So all that conversation about the moon, and now here we are, finally, on the doorstep. So testing the cooling device that is so significant. Interesting, isn't it, right? Just crazy. All right, speaking of crazy exploratory things, just for fun, I'm throwing this one in here. I read a story about a Nebraska man and on some travel thing that I was looking at. Might have been, I don't know, one of the networks, CNN maybe, whoever. And they showed this guy 38 miles down the Missouri River. He did it over the weekend on Saturday. He was, check this out, He was in a boat made from a hollowed-out pumpkin. He was celebrating his 60th birthday, and he was trying to set a Guinness World Record. So Dwayne Hansen leaves the public docks in Bellevue, Nebraska, at about 7:30 a.m. The pumpkin, it was 846-pound pumpkin, and he got into Nebraska City at 6:30 p.m. Excuse me. A little bit of a cold. 6:30 p.m. And there were witnesses along the way to make sure, you know, documenting it, all of that. And he made it. On the back of the pumpkin is the craziest thing. He had the SS Berta on the back. And there was a cup holder carved into the hull. And his family, you know, friends, family, wife, they documented everything along the way to help him do that. Somebody followed him in a boat just in case the pumpkin ran into any trouble. I mean, this is a thing. How they come up with these things on the Guinness World Records, how they decide to do this, somebody does and then someone tries to break the record. There was a record for this, for the longest journey by a pumpkin boat. It was 25 and a half miles, and that was set in 2018. So they've got the application for the title, and they're waiting for the evidence to review it. And I guess this guy, Hansen, he loves growing large pumpkins and other vegetables. It's like his hobby. So it was kind of a natural thing. He started to look around to see what people were doing with these giant vegetables that they grew. And it is wild to see this guy in this pumpkin, this hollowed out pumpkin. I mean, 846 pounds. Would you think of doing that to celebrate your 60th birthday? And I had to be exhausted, I would think. At 7:30 in the morning, you go in there, and then you're out at 6:30. But, I mean, look, I give him all the credit in the world. He did it. He did it. I mean, I started looking up Guinness World Records. Is there anything any of us here on this show could break? Is there any world record that we can? And there's so many crazy records that there probably is something that all of you listening to me could attempt to do. But you might ask yourself a couple of questions. Why? Would it be worth it? And what is that one thing you're willing to do to get your name in the record books? Well, on this show, you just have to send me your thoughts, because we have the mailbag coming up next, 24/7, as I am fond of saying. Anything that gets under your skin, or just something you want to talk about. Maybe someone in your neighborhood is floating somewhere in a pumpkin, a hollowed out pumpkin, and you want to let me know. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're hitting the mailroom next.
You know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A United Nations nuclear watchdog team has set off to safeguard the nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are visiting the country as Ukraine and Russia are again accusing each other of shelling the region around the plant. The Zaporizhia plant was briefly knocked offline last week. Dangers are so high that officials have begun to hand out anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. A member of a Dutch commando unit was killed and two of his colleagues were wounded in a shooting that took place in downtown Indianapolis early Saturday. The soldiers were in the U.S. for training exercises at a military base in southern Indiana. Police believe there was a disturbance outside of the hotel they were staying at. Investigators have not released additional information about the circumstances of the shooting. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC this week that Trump should not have held on to the docs.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The department said in the filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. Wall Street closed lower on Monday, adding to hefty losses from the previous week when the Fed pledged to keep interest rates high to tame inflation. Dow falling 184 points, NASDAQ fell 124, the S&P 500 off by 27. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail, then.
Stick in the mail, then.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. I know I say that, but I love it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Send me your thoughts whenever, 24/7. This one from Joseph. Kate, make sure you batten the hatches. I know that you moved from one potential hurricane area to another. Girl, you need to move to the Midwest. We love you up here in Wisconsin. Next time you move, think about moving in this direction. Great cheese, great people, and tons to do. I know that one of these storms is going to bubble up on the radar. I was listening to one of the local news stations today talking about the fact that we haven't had any kind of a storm in a very, very long time in the month of August. You know how that goes. Once they start talking about it, then whoops, here it comes. I hope not. I hope it doesn't come. You know, in 2021, there were 20 weather disasters. Cost over $1 billion each in damages, right? Terrible. But weather disasters, meaning not just hurricanes. There was tornadoes, there was floods. The drought has been awful, obviously. But and with just hurricanes in 2021, there was Hurricane Ida, $75 billion in damages in September of 21. I mean, if let alone going through the drought, if we throw that all into like that terrible Oh, it's just awful. And tornado. Mayfield, Kentucky. I'll never forget that town. It just, there were some buildings left, but almost $4 billion in damages. Just watching that. And, of course, the wicked tornadoes that also hit Nebraska, Iowa. Awful, awful, awful. The thing about tornadoes so different from hurricanes is you don't talk about them like we're talking about these possible named storms. You know that there's like watches, and sometimes that pans out that a watch becomes more, but not often. It's different in tracking tornadoes because you can't pinpoint it the way they can a lot better when it comes to tropical depressions and them turning into hurricanes. So that's the one upside. And it's not much of an upside, but at least it's a little bit of an upside if you can get people to roll and get out of a, you know, get out of a potential hurricane zone. I just had this conversation with my brother who, when one of the big hurricanes was coming in the direction, it was a few years ago, it was coming in the direction of Tampa. It was going to squarely hit them. And he's in a low-lying, terrible flood zone. They evacuated everybody. So he was evacuated, and where he went, the power, which was way higher ground, supposed to be safe, all of that, and it was, but the power went out, so there was no air, none of that for an entire night. Go back to the low-lying area, and they didn't get hit at all because it missed and went over Tampa, and the eye of that, most of that hit Orlando. So they were the ones that had all the problems. But it did create some scary moments for the people in that area. So you just don't know. All right, this one from Jake. Kate, I'm excited about this moon deal that's happening and the rocket and the potential launch maybe at some point during this week. Maybe it'll be Friday. I started paying attention to the Artemis mission when I heard something on your show a while ago about the idea of orbiting the moon and then what's going to happen with what information they can gather from that. I think it's fascinating because it's been talked about for a long time, and I know the cost of it is pretty high because I remember that there were some complaints about the cost of the program. But I think if we're in this game and that's what's going to happen, if we're going to say it has to be worth it, there has to be a reason of what's the information we're going to gather. And often I think the space agency isn't good about sharing that. Maybe they need to share that more, and maybe more people that are angry about the money that's spent will be a little bit more on board. You know, that's kind of a good point. I talked about that at the top of this, what they were going to do and what would happen once it launches. But it's $93 billion that it's supposed to cost. And it could end up being more. That's through 2025, though. And there's going to be four flights of this giant SLS booster, they call it. And then, of course, as it goes deeper into this, you've got already the astronauts who are picked to go. One of them is Christina Koch, and she'll have at least four other astronauts. She's going to have four other astronauts with her, so they already know. Because if you think about it, it'll reestablish the human presence on the moon. We haven't seen that since Apollo 17. That was in 1972. So, fingers crossed, all of this goes well. I think a lot of what they're experimenting with could be pretty significant. This one came to us from William. William says to me, Kate, I think the funniest thing that I've seen, I know you're a tennis fan, I'm sure you were watching the start of the U.S. Open, the big story about Serena, this is it for her farewell. But, boy, everybody obviously went to see her play because there were some very strange things that were happening with people sitting next to people. And I suppose you've been there and you know what the premium price would be for these tickets. But Bill Clinton was sitting with Dr. Ruth. Can you imagine what that conversation was like. And then Mike Tyson was sitting next to Martina Navratilova. What do you think they were talking about? It's so funny you say that. You must have been watching. I was watching some of that. And of course, they were highlighted. All the celebrity people were highlighted. But at one point, when they were showing Dr. Ruth, she sort of grabbed Bill Clinton's face. And you just think, what could they have been talking about? I mean, which could have been absolutely anything. Even the ESPN analyst, who's John McEnroe, said, who knows what they're talking about? Maybe she's giving him advice saying you shouldn't be doing that kind of thing, and that his face was getting redder. I mean, it just is interesting because you're right. It was one of those things where if this is the last hurrah for the greatest of all time, the American iconic female tennis player who transcended so many aspects of the game, of course you're going to see everybody and anybody that's going to be there in the in the crowd. She, by the way, and we do have the man cave coming up, she did win her match. She did win, and it's only the first round. It gets tougher, I think, as you go along, but it wasn't easy, by the way. But I think that seems different. I don't know. She seems like she's got some kind of adrenaline flowing. Who knows? Maybe she could snap that 23 Grand Slam singles titles record and make it an even bigger record by standing alone at 24. But I don't know. All right. Max says, boy, Kate, you do have to be a magician to figure out what's happening in the world when it comes to money. And, of course, I'm talking about looking at these interest rates, negative news like you talk about. 401ks, I have one, and so does my wife, because we're both in those fields and work for companies, fields where they are desired, like engineering. And we were both offered good packages when we started, but who knows what they'll be worth by the time we retire, because you look at, the interest rate hikes and to lower inflation and all the news that breaks out about that and whatever else that can affect the numbers on the market. And it's, I almost tell myself I want to be responsible, but I only want to look once a week. that's the scary thing, right? So it's funny you say that, because the Dow was down about 3%. The S&P 500, these are just indexes that you look at. It closed by over 337, I want to say, percent. And so right now we're talking about some of the biggest losses in 2 months, right? And the worst was the NASDAQ. Almost full on 4%, 3.9%. 3.9. And listen, Jerome Powell gave a speech where he talked about their more aggressive interest rate hikes, that there's going to be more pain until inflation moves a lot lower. So we'll see more of, I think, those bleak days on Wall Street. Because they're just going to make it, he made it clear in his speech that they're not going to pivot. They're going to stay on the same track they're on. So you could see interest rates more and more get slashed more and more, until what his theory is that high inflation won't recede. Until it does recede, then they'll not put their foot on the gas, and you won't see this kind of rates. Because, of course, what's happening is, forget mortgages. You know, the home market has tanked in a lot of areas. And I say tanked, it's going further and further down, 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 down. And people aren't buying houses when the numbers are way too high. All right, remember that man cave and the story about Serena? We're talking about it some more on the flip side.
Those
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the man cave.
So Aaron Judge from the Yankees smashed home run number 50. Think about that. I mean, this guy, he just takes these swats at what some of what these pitchers serve up, and it's unbelievable. Jimmy G doesn't get cut from the San Francisco 49ers. How about the story about the Commanders running back who actually got a firearm away from a robbery suspect? What happened to him? But the big story, we'll talk about all that, but the big story, if we're here in the man cave together, hello, hello, we would be talking about Serena Williams, who's trying to make a hot run at the U.S. Open at 40 years old. You got to think, 1999, she was there on Arthur Ashe Stadium, and she was back there on Monday. So one final time for her. And boy, oh boy, she was great in this opener. It's some of the best tennis that I've seen her play in the last handful of years. She's been dealing with injuries and whatnot. And so she may make an incredible run. She won her first one with a straight set 6-3, 6-3, and came back from being in a little bit of a hole. There was a sold-out crowd, 24,000 people. It was a who's who, the actress, comedian Rebel Wilson, and Gladys Knight, and Bill Clinton, Lindsey Vonn, whoever, just, you know, lots of people that you would recognize for different reasons, let's say. But so the road opens, and she's there. She's trying to extend her record for Grand Slam wins by a woman. And she's got the most, you look at her record, she's got the most by any player. And when you look at Arthur Ashe Stadium, 102nd win that was for her since it opened in 1997. So cost for those tickets went up, because there was only so many, you know, how many people can you get in there? And people are watching to see what happens and whether or not she'll be able to go a little bit deeper into this. I mean, 40 years old. It's interesting, too, because her sister is 42, and she hasn't revealed any plans to retire, but she hasn't played a lot. And that's kind of how they roll anyway. But you wonder, what if there was a miracle Hail Mary, so to speak, here? And, I mean, she's, I think, the queen of the comeback. She wins the tournament. Does she unretire? Does she do a Tom Brady? Does she unretire? Wait a second. This is really fun. I don't want to retire yet. Just a few more big ones. Just let me do it. Don't deny me. We'll see. And there's other tennis, certainly, that that happened there as well. As we get deeper into the tournament, we'll talk about that. But I don't want to miss some of the other things from the world of baseball. I mentioned it. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit his 50th home run. I love the tail of the tape. How far? 434-foot blast off of reliever Angel pitcher Ryan Tepera. And he puts his name in the history books. Only the 10th player in Major League Baseball history, third member of the Yankees, to hit 50 home runs in back-to-back seasons. Yeah. So there was a big crowd at Angel Stadium. There were a lot of Yankee fans in that crowd, and they were cheering, MVP, MVP, MVP. I mean, look, he's on pace to hit maybe 63 home runs this season if he plays in all the remaining games. That's a possibility that he could do it. I mean, baseball's filled with numbers, and there's all kinds of things that now with that 50, he's only the seventh player in Major League Baseball history to hit 50 home runs before the start of September. And then you think about the significance of getting to maybe 63. Pretty exciting. And he's got that. He has those eyes. He's so focused when he goes after a ball. And you could definitely see that, how excited he was. And you could definitely see that when he took that cut that he took in that SWAT there against the Angels. Pretty wild. This is speaking of wild, crazy story. Brian Robinson Jr., they say, is now doing well. Why? Because he had to have surgery. He is recovering from two gunshot wounds during an armed robbery in Northeast Washington. The rookie running back, was very fortunate, first of all, that he was how he is now. He's 23. And he got those wounds when this robbery happened, and it was, you know, 5:30 on Sunday, and he did what he struggled with one of the suspects. He tried to help, tried to break it up, and he struggled with one of the suspects, and while the robbery was going on, he wrestled a firearm away from one of them, but then that's when the other one went after him. So this is how it happens, right? He was at a seafood restaurant in that area right before the robbery, and the suspects tried to steal his car, so that's also part of it. And they fled with the keys, one firearm, that kind of stuff. But he was right there in the middle of it. His coach, Ron Rivera, didn't even know that that had happened. He heard about it while he was watching film with the running backs coach. And so then immediately he goes and he goes to see him, goes to the hospital to see him along with other members of the commanders, but they think he's going to be fine. But how sad is that, right? Just kind of a rando thing, just was in that, was just in that neighborhood, and the, you know, then that's what happens, but that's how it happens. It's just random. And he's going to be okay, though. And that's a good thing. They got him there quickly. He's going to be okay, and we'll see what that recovery's like and when he's going to get to jump back in as a rookie. It's pretty interesting to watch the course of that for running back, and he is definitely one they've got on their radar. No question about that. All right, when I was talking about the U.S. Open, I have to mention one other upset, Daria Sindgar from the Ukraine, not anybody on the map, unseeded, ends up beating Simona Halep. And she was so just overcome with the moment that, you know, she was teary-eyed and emotional afterwards in the interview, but she beats the number seven player. And she really represents the Ukraine. She talked a little bit about about Ukraine, and there was a big emphasis on raising money for Ukraine at this U.S. Open that just kicked off. So her win was so unlikely, but so, so big. And again, highlights what happens in these situations when there are, when the worlds are colliding and being torn apart, which is what's happened, obviously, to her family. Her father was there because of the war that's happening in Ukraine that we've been talking about day in and day out since February, where there doesn't seem to be a break in sight for any of the people involved that are still there in the Ukraine. So, so much tension and humanitarian efforts are being poured in that direction. The U.S. Open is raising money for the people of the Ukraine, and they keep talking about it, and that's big because the amount of people that are traipsing through those grounds, very brilliant, brilliant, I think, idea to do that. All right, and last one, Rory McIlroy is the winner of the FedEx big shebang at the end of things. He ends the big drought. He becomes a big figure. He always has been one, but a super season with the FedEx Cup. It's the Super Bowl championship of the world of golf, and he wins a ton of money by winning it. He, in the end, made the putts that he needed to make. So congratulations to the Irishman for the big payday. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of this show, this hour anyway. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.